This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, what a pop, Don.
Wow.
The BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm doing something today, Jamie, that...
Yeah. I know, you're missing a meeting.
No, not the meeting itself. I mean, yeah, we have to reschedule. I'm sorry about that.
But
I've got a situation going on. But here's the deal. So I've got a dumpster in my driveway, okay?
Okay.
And they're coming to get it because we've had it for 10 days.
Okay.
And I'm not finished loading everything in it. So I've got some furniture downstairs in the basement, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't carry it out of there by myself up the stairs, right? And they're like headboards for old beds, whatever, you know, all wood, right? I'm taking a sledgehammer to it today. I'm carrying it up piece by piece. Now, I could get splintered. I could get stabbed by a piece of wood flying off
die.
Of there. But it's going to be a dangerous work. But that's my afternoon today.
Why don't you just go on Task Rabbit and have somebody come and help you?
No, like I said, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I want to smash.
Demolition day.
Smash!
What about your foot soaking? Don't you have another day of foot soaking?
No, I did that yesterday. That was yesterday. Now my feet, I feel light.
That was the calluses yesterday, are gone. We get on the elevator and he's like, I'm going to go home and choke my feet. And I'm like, oh, he goes, I know it sounds like I'm an old man or something, but I have a splinter in my foot.
I have a splinter. I may have more splinters after today, but I've got a little sledgehammer.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to go down there.
Listen, when you use a sledgehammer, you're going to whack it three times and go, oh my God, my arms are so tired.
No. It's not. I know what I'm doing here. Listen, Linda, listen to me. It's not one of the big, giant, sledgehammers. It's a small one.
Okay.
But it's very effective for wood. Okay. So I'm going to use that on it today and just smash, smash, smash.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it.
But remember, yesterday you were also going to decorate your house for Halloween and... You have the pumpkins in your car.
I do have the pumpkins.
You couldn't even take them out of your car.
Ah, the weather turned nasty yesterday.
Listen, you can't even take them out of your car and set them outside.
No, I didn't want to put them out there in the rain.
Oh my God, you said you got them at 3:00. That's when the rain stopped. You went to Target.
No, that's not when I bought the pumpkins. I bought the pumpkins in the morning over at King Supers, is what I was saying.
Okay, but dude, you can take them out of your car at 3:00.
They were in the car. No, I had a dentist appointment. You're getting it all wrong.
Right, but then you even agreed earlier this morning that you could have taken them out of the car.
Linda, you're confusing the situation.
Okay.
I'm going to go home today. I'm going to take a sledgehammer to wood, and I'm going to smash, 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 and load it up today.
Okay.
That is my afternoon today.
Okay, but what about those pumpkins that are in your car?
They're still going to be in his car tomorrow morning.
Right, because yesterday the big day was I'm going to decorate and do stuff. And
then,
Yeah. And you did.
Today's going to be perfect for it, though.
But you're not going to do it.
Because you're going to smash, smash, smash.
Smash, smash, smash.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't know why you tell us you're doing anything.
The life
you're not
I lead. I got to do the smash, smash, smash because they come and get the dumpster tomorrow. You know, I got a feeling. I don't know if this is, I don't know if I'm on to something or not, but there's a bag of trash in my dumpster.
Yeah.
I think a neighbor threw it in there.
Oh, for sure.
I didn't throw it in there. And I know my wife doesn't take out the trash, okay?
Yeah.
But it's a big, big black bag, and I've yet to look at it. But I got a feeling one of my neighbors snuck it over there.
Yeah, out of Ring camera view. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Everybody does that. You have to find out where the Ring camera is, and you have to go around back.
Yeah. I've done that a couple times with a rug.
Yeah.
I put a rug in there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple of big dumpsters in the shopping area, and I'm like, I'm always eyeing it. Like, I wonder if I could take that over there.
You know, I think you're on to something. When you put a dumpster in somebody's neighborhood, every neighbor looks at it.
Yeah.
They just stare at it.
It looks
like,
great.
Just sneak something in there.
Yeah.
Because you don't really need to order a full dumpster, but you got that. Maybe, you know, some shelving that you need to get rid of.
Yeah, I have some cushions for outdoor furniture.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, those could, and those are easy, like, zing! Those are just Frisbees, right into the dumpster.
Oh, you should have brought them in. I'd take them for you.
Everybody does it.
It is so true.
It is, right?
Everybody likes to use your dumpster, man. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. Going to be 72. Beautiful day coming up.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I want to bring this book up for you, okay? And to see if it's appropriate for a kid, all right?
What book?
Well, there's a book that Frog, he's got the entire collection. Then his mom bought it for him yesterday at Target.
Yeah.
But we had one book, and he loves the book. And I hadn't really delved into the book, and I didn't really know what it's about. It's called Dog Man. The Adventures of Dog Man. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm thinking like Snoopy with a cape.
You're close.
Yeah,
okay. You're
very
close.
That's what I'm talking
about. So last night we're going to read Dog Man, right? Okay. And I hadn't read Dog Man, and I don't know what it is, but she bought the entire collection at Target yesterday. So we started with book number one. They're all lined up in a row. You know, it's a complete, story that. It continues. So we take book number one, chapter one, whatever. The first chapter, you've got a cat in there that is a real menace. Okay, he's mean. Well, you got a cop and his dog. Well, they end up confiscating some dynamite from the cat, blow it up, and it blows the cop's head off, and it blows the dog's body off, so they put the dog's head on the man, and that's how he becomes Dog Man.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa! Whoa.
And I'm reading this to a six-year-old.
That is kind of violent. That's some violence. I know stuff.
So I'm reading this to Frog, and I'm like, this seems a little weird to me.
Yeah.
that you've got Dog Man, and he's created because of dynamite that blew off the other parts of the other.
Did the cop's head go on the dog?
No, dog's head goes on the cop's body. The cop got his brains blown
okay.
out.
Okay.
Wow.
Jeez. He's over.
I'm just giving
you the book.
I know, but
just saying those words like make me
the
cringe.
The cop got his brains blown out.
Okay.
The dog got his guts blown out.
Oh, okay.
Lost his body.
All right.
So they took the dog head and put it on the cop, and now you have a superhero, Dog Man.
Wow.
That's the series we're reading for school.
And nobody took the cat out because of what he did?
Cat's dead.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, they hit him with a police car.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they ran over him.
Squish.
Yeah, squish like a bug, man. Yeah. It shows it like...
Just a little more violence.
Squirt. Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Now, the kid goes to a Catholic school. And we have to write down these books in order for his homework, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking that it's not adding up here, okay? That this book probably doesn't fit the curriculum at school.
This guy did Captain Underpants, too, though. This Dave Pilkey guy.
Yeah, that was... My son was into that.
That was really popular. Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I'm reading one insert. It says, when the evil doctor leashes an army of AI robots... Wow, what else is in Dog Man?
Dog Man and the Scarlet Shredder. How about this one?
Scarlet Shredder?
Yep. Shredder. Oh, it does say Shredder.
Shredder.
Dog Man, Lord of the Fleas.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're in the Dog Man series right now.
Yeah. There's a lot going on in these. There's not a whole lot about, you know, being a good person and stuff.
No. I don't see St. Matthew in these books, do you?
No. Let's see here. I wish you would have brought some in because they're not really letting us read them online.
Really?
Yeah.
They're just showing us the titles.
Yeah.
I've got the collection. I can bring all of you a book if you want.
Wait, what is that? All right, here's one. The Supa Buddies bamboozled the baddies, but all's not right in the world.
Baddies, oh no.
Oh my God. He went barking up the wrong tree.
Dog Man.
I don't know if this is like, if he's going to learn a lot.
I don't either.
He's going to learn the word baddies, which is cool.
Yeah. One chapter. And I'm like, well, I don't know about this one, Sod. It's starting off a little violent here.
I do like the sentence, bamboozled the baddies.
Yeah.
I hope he goes to...
I feel like I want to read these
books. Yeah, it's a Catholic school with, hey, I'm going to bamboozle the baddies.
It actually just got turned into a movie. There's a Dogman movie coming out.
Wow.
January 31st.
Dogman? Wow.
Dogman.
A movie.
The movie.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You got that to look forward to.
I'm going to have to go. Oh, Dogman.
Hey, it's better than Bluey.
You know, you got to figure, this guy is making a fortune. Well, he made a fortune off the last series, yeah. I'm sure. But he's making a fortune off this crap.
It says it's an international bestseller, Dogman series.
It is?
Yep, that's what it's saying.
I've never heard of it before.
I'm just telling you. No, I've never heard of this. Yeah. My kid's old. Like, we don't read Dogman.
You would think that you would see it somewhere. You
I
know,
never have seen it.
Everyone on Texas was saying that it's huge.
Really?
Yeah, that they love it. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Frog's on to something, I guess. I guess all of his friends are talking about Dogman.
I mean, who knew your kid was cool?
Yeah. I thought, where the heck did these come from? I thought they were on some kind of liquidation shelf or something.
No, all these people are like, they love it.
Dogman.
Yeah. Wow.
Man, I would have never guessed that.
You're the cool dad now.
I am. All right. Look at me. Dogman BJ.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. I was speaking of kids. I've got one more for you, Jamie. This, I don't get this one either. But one of the hottest costumes out there for Halloween.
Is the P. Diddy one.
No.
Yeah.
Not for kids.
Oh, no. Did you say the words?
Yeah, I said for kids.
Sorry. Yeah, no, that wouldn't be for kids.
No.
That was a bad one.
Have you heard of Huggy Wuggy?
I have not.
Huggy Wuggy is probably the hottest costume to find on the market right now.
Who's Huggy Wuggy?
Huggy Wuggy is goofy.
It's creepy,
dumb,
dude.
It's creepy. It's just dumb, okay? But everybody wants it. We have it already. But my son even sent me a picture of Huggy Wuggy from Los Angeles. And he said, Dad, you got to get this for Frog. You got to get this because everybody, you can't even find it hardly.
Really?
Huggy Wuggy is on fire.
I know nothing about Huggy. Describe it to me.
Well, let me just show you a picture.
Well, I mean, but we're on the radio.
I know that. I'm going to describe it as I show you a picture.
Man, I feel like flipping you off.
But you're not patient. You don't listen to the whole, you're not patient.
Well, you said I'm going to show you a picture.
Let me show you a picture as I describe it, okay? Right there. He's a blue costume, furry, got a big old head, almost heart-shaped, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he comes, is Poppy, is that a different?
It's from a video game called Poppy Playtime.
Playtime. It's a video game, and he's got big teeth, like almost like the Abominable Snowman.
Yeah, and all the scenes that I've ever seen with him, he's horrific. Like, he just chases kids, and he's scary, and it's not fun. I don't understand why a six-year-old would like it.
So yesterday, they were saying for adults it was going to be Puffy, P. Diddy, with the bottle of baby oil.
Yeah.
I don't know of anybody that would find that funny.
I don't know anybody that would do that.
Right? Me either.
No.
I think they said it on TMZ that it was like the most popular costume.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't have anybody in my circle that would even, anybody would think that was funny.
And especially with the allegations that are coming
out.
Yeah,
exactly.
You don't want to be associated with that or even make fun of
it. No, I mean, it's like, ugh.
I don't know anybody that would do that. TMZ's full of crap.
Well,
they got to be. There's no way that's the most popular out there.
I agree with you.
Hey, it's too early.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they actually did a survey.
Every day.
They did a survey, like, is it too soon or whatever? And 90% of the viewers said, yes, absolutely, it's too soon.
Yeah, nobody's going to do that.
I agree.
Yeah.
But we also didn't think anybody would do a Twin Tower outfit. And remember, people were doing that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people are kind of mental.
It's one of those things where you see stuff online and people saying, oh, this is hot, but you never see it.
On the streets,
You never see it. I've never seen anybody walking around with a Twin Towers uniform on.
Yeah.
I probably won't see anybody come to my house with P. Diddy either. But I'll see plenty of these in my neighborhood.
The Huggy Wuggy.
Yeah, Huggy Wuggy. So if you've got a kid, there you go. Go find Huggy Wuggy and he'll be happy.
BJ and Jamie.
Poke, poke, poke. Jamie, poke,
poking
poke,
her
poke.
Face.
Just like me today with that sledgehammer. Slam, slam, slam.
Poke her face.
I got a question for Spadil, if you don't have anything to do right here.
I have lots to do.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm just excited about the Wendy's Boo Bags.
Oh yeah.
Right? Yeah. They came back yesterday. I'm excited. Get me a Boo Bag.
With the bone chiller figurine in there?
Yes.
Oh.
Now, and does did McDonald's do a bucket?
They've got the Boo Buckets, but they're not. I don't like them. I don't like the Boo Buckets.
Well, that's a bad attitude.
Well, because when we were kids, they had like the classic pumpkin, the classic ghost. Now they're just monsters, different colored monsters.
Nothing.
Yeah, it's stupid.
All right, anyway, your question?
My question is for Spadil. By the way, Spadil got to see that big old fat train yesterday.
I wrote that down to bring it up. That's
the big
funny.
Boy, yeah. The big boy came by your work, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, when I say his work, not here at the radio station, he has a second job, right?
Yeah.
And it came by, and all your buddies, they weren't familiar with the big train, were they?
No, they had no idea.
Big boy.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, big boy. Big boy came rolling by. Killer video. It's on our
Facebook page.
Yeah, okay. Yep. There you go. On the Facebook page. All right, here's my question. With this second job, what are you doing with all that money?
Oh, that's a good question.
You know, and here's why I ask, okay? Because you've been working here for several years. You make X amount of dollars, and I'm not saying this in an embarrassing way, but I know for a fact that you are really exceeding at the second job. You're learning all the equipment. From what I hear from you,
yeah, is
that you're probably the best employee they have. That's what you've been telling us.
The owners basically tell me that because, well, they say that I'm the hardest working.
Oh, Jamie,
yeah,
wow. hardest working.
Rave about you.
Most intelligent.
Wow,
everything,
all
everything.
The things.
He's got it all. He's taken over this business basically. But you're putting in tons of hours.
Yeah,
I'm guessing you're probably making an extra, I don't know, $1,000 or more a month.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Almost two.
Nice.
There you go.
What are you doing with all this money? Because you don't pay rent.
No, yeah, I do.
Oh, you do. You do
that. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
You pay rent.
But you share it three ways, right?
Well, $2,700 split three ways, but I'm paying a majority. I pay $1,300, and then my dad and my uncle split the other
part
of that.
All right.
Yeah.
But what are you doing with all that extra money?
Paying bills that I didn't pay before. Since April, my bills are... Like now I'm paying for rent. I'm paying for water, electricity. Like I'm helping with everything now.
Oh, they've made you do all that now?
Yeah, yeah.
This is a first.
Oh, this is crazy.
How old are you again?
35. Well,
35.
Basically.
This is the first time he's had to pay a water bill, electric bill.
This is awful.
You're actually adulting
right now.
This
is terrible, Spadil. You're being taken advantage of.
I know.
35 and paid his first water bill.
Wow.
So what I'm hearing here is that when you only had one job being this job,
yeah.
you were making it paycheck to paycheck.
Uh-huh.
you're no better off with a second job because now that you're making extra money, they're making you pony up more, so you're back to dead even again.
Exactly.
Well, that sucks, buddy.
It does suck, yeah.
No, I'm being serious. Because I thought for sure that you were just stashing money away.
That's a mutual fund. Yeah.
You know, some of these investment tips that Jamie gives you, you're in, you know, heavy, and you're going to be a multimillionaire in the next 5 years.
I have like a couple $100 left over at the end of every month that has helped start paying off my credit cards more. But I don't have like extra cash in my pockets.
Gotcha.
Like fun money. Yeah. No.
Man, you're going to have to get a third job.
I know.
Or maybe 24/7. Maybe just one really good one.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, and there's an idea.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised because I thought for sure you'd be just, and I brought this up for that reason. I didn't bring it up to, you know, to make you realize that you're no better off.
I was already very aware.
I was bringing it up because I just assumed that you're getting big checks because you told me you've been working overtime, you've been doing this and this, and I figured it's big money for you.
I mean, it's just been enough to pay the bills.
Yeah, well, they got screwed when they got kicked out of that other house.
Yeah.
And then they didn't realize. Well, I mean, because that house, it was nothing, right?
Yeah. It was $1,200 split between three people.
Wow. Yeah. So, and you lived there how long?
35 years, basically.
Yeah. So, he's never had to see reality.
Wait a minute. They rented that house that entire time? You've lived there all your life?
Since that was the house that I was brought to when I was born, and they rented it the whole time.
Wow. Oh my God.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. And it had rent control on it.
So they paid. Let me get this straight.
Yeah, it's stupid. Literally every financial thing I've ever learned from my parents is what not to do. Every financial decision they've ever made is dumb, and they're just not good at it.
They paid, your dad paid rent for 35 years in the same house?
Yeah.
He's paid that sucker off for the landlord,
okay,
didn't he?
Yeah. Okay,
fine,
okay.
Time's over.
No, you're right.
Let's pile on.
Just make it worse.
Jamie, I literally went in. Well, reality caught up with our conversation because I literally went into this thinking that you, with this second job, was really packing it away.
No.
I'm thinking this guy is worth some money right now because he's getting some
big
checks.
Well, that was always my theory, even with this job, is that even though he doesn't get paid squat, but he didn't have to pay rent, he didn't have to pay anything.
Zero bills.
And so I thought he was like putting it away into a, like I said, a high quality mutual fund with and rolling it back over and over and over. And I told you forever, this guy's a secret millionaire.
I wish.
Right. But that's not.
But then we figured out he was buying weed and spending money on paintball.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Those pictures, they cost money too. You know? You know what? Even though it went in a bad direction here with this conversation, there's a lot of people that listen to our program that are feeling better about themselves.
Oh my God.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, guys, we missed the boat.
What boat?
The cruise.
What
the
cruise?
The Taylor Swift cruise.
Oh!
It left just a few minutes ago from Miami.
Dude, I have been telling you forever that cruises are dumb. And you know what? I have even more proof. They're not only dumb, they're pervy.
I know.
Did you see that story?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Oh, you do?
Hidden cameras in the bathrooms or somewhere on board there where they were watching people change clothes.
Mm-hmm.
The guy recorded like 1,000 people, I think. Here's the story.
A major cruise line is being sued by a Hawaiian woman who's claiming a worker installed cameras in a room and recorded her. The woman, who wants to remain anonymous, says Royal Caribbean Cruise employee Arvin Joseph Mirasol violated her privacy.
Maliciously and very intentionally placed hidden cameras inside of the staterooms that he himself was servicing. And he was capturing images of, you know, various guests on board this ship over various sailings in various states of undress. So this was a Royal Caribbean vessel. The camera was found by a passenger that was staying in the stateroom. She was actually using the bathroom.
I thought we were safe on this cruise ship, and we were not.
You know, she's not the only one, though, they say.
Yeah.
They say there could be up to 1,000 people he's recording.
All right, so I have lots of questions about all this stuff, okay? Number one, I saw online that you can buy a device that when you go to hotel rooms, you can tell if there's cameras in there. Has anybody done that? Do you know if it works?
No.
I feel like it's, I don't know if it works.
But I've seen the same kind of devices online, yes.
Yeah, because there's ads for them.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, there's, I just,
what does it do?
I don't, you like, you,
is it a meter? Is it like something that beeps? Is it something?
I think
that...
it detects like frequencies, certain frequencies, and then also it
but
can
like,
find.
But yeah, a trail, but what like is a it? Trail cam though, yeah. doesn't have a frequency. I mean, I have to go and yeah. download it later. Right. On a trail cam.
Yeah, it's
so,
just a recording device.
Yeah, yeah. If there's so, no Bluetooth or like RF frequency, it wouldn't have anything to pick
no.
up on.
Right.
So how
yeah.
do they detect it?
That's what I think we're talking about the kind that does have the Bluetooth and whatever. Or, yeah. yeah.
I'm looking at it on Amazon, and it looks like it does have to have either an RF signal, which is a radio frequency, or a Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
I've
like the kind that you can go and, I mean, like I said, repeating myself, but like field cams, when you don't have a signal, you put them all around and then you collect the little thing and then you download
you literally
it.
You have to download it on
yeah,
your PC.
On your, so nobody would be able to find those, mm-hmm. those kind. But
right.
I'm just, that's number one. So I wondered if anybody ever found any or if it works. Number two is, isn't it interesting that you never hear of a woman like being a perv? Except for some teachers. There's some teacher issues.
Yeah, there's
but,
some,
I mean,
you're right.
Yeah, there's some
teachers. Yeah, those are really the only stories you
right.
ever hear.
Yeah.
You never hear of a woman planting a camera in a men's bathroom.
Exactly.
Okay, let's just point it at that.
Exactly.
That's what this basically is, only it's a stateroom.
Right.
Same thing. It's somebody's cabin.
I don't yeah. want to see you undress. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. It's not going to be hot. It's
no.
Not, you're going to be hopping never... around trying to get that one sock off.
Yeah. yeah.
You're going to be scratching places that I don't need to see.
And you got to figure this lady that's on the audio here with this cruise ship, you know, you don't even remember what all you did in your
exactly.
room. And that's what's the scary part to me is like, okay, that was a cruise back in February. We're just finding out that there was a video on board. And think about this. There's another 900 people out there that use that same stateroom
yeah.
they're saying at least. And so you would be thinking, what did I do on that cruise ship? When I was in my room, did I walk around naked?
Of course you do. You're in, you know.
Well,
you know,
if you're there with a couple of people, maybe not. If family.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
If you're by yourself in
yeah.
a room, you're always naked.
Or you and another person.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But they say that this guy took all the video and sold it
you know,
on the
like,
dark web.
And there's like some countertop stuff going on with your boyfriend.
Exactly. That's my point without saying it. What did I do? Isn't that really pervy,
oh,
though?
Oh, yeah.
Man,
that
on
is,
a cruise ship.
So
but that can happen anywhere.
But yeah, but why are men so pervy? That was my second question.
I
like, why
no
are
idea.
You guys so... Let me ask the... Hey, why are you so pervy?
I don't get the guys that want to leave cameras in bathrooms. Like, I'll, you know, OnlyFans is fun, but that one I don't
yeah.
get. Yeah.
But you're probably voyeuristic, aren't you? I'd say you are.
Yeah, a little
yeah.
bit. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not beyond you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
But the bathroom specifically is just...
Yeah, bathroom.
Just,
yeah. I'm with you. Maybe not the bathroom, but the bedroom.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
I mean, remember that guy that put on the outfit and then went down into that...
The blue water.
Oh, yeah,
yeah
no.
Yeah.
I can't even talk about it.
That's a different kind of breed.
Yeah, like, who is that? I mean, is he like a husband to somebody? He got married, he has kids, and now he's sitting down there in a porta potty.
You know, this guy got caught. Think about the people that haven't been caught yet.
I know.
This is not the first time this has happened on a cruise ship, okay?
Or anywhere. I mean,
or anywhere.
We had it in our bathroom. Some
yeah,
guy watching me
a
pee.
Business building.
I don't think they ever caught that guy either.
That guy saw me pee.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
I don't think he ever succeeded.
Oh, you don't? Oh.
No, because okay. remember, he installed it,
yeah,
and they found it that day,
okay.
and he had taken a picture of himself
okay.
when he installed
yeah,
it.
I
he hit the
that.
Button, and it took a picture. It is a great picture.
It was a good picture of him.
You couldn't get a better picture looking for a suspect.
But here's what I don't get about him. He wasn't like a hideous sea hag.
No.
He was
well-dressed.
He had a good haircut.
And he had a BMW.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Like, what? So,
brand new.
Yeah, drove
so
a nice car.
Maybe
brand new car.
Like us stereotyping what a creep looks like isn't actually a creep. Carson.
What? Turn this on me.
You creep.
All right, so now we've established that Schmidl's a creep. Now Carson's been called
yeah.
a creep.
Yeah.
We all know I'm a creep.
Right?
Hey.
Yay.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.